WTAW News Time is 6 after 7, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Last night was the last chance to tell state officials about an application by an expanding West Bryan manufacturer to generate more air pollution.
It'll possibly be after Thanksgiving before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will decide whether to approve Saint-Gobain Ceramics permit, or if opposition that included 13 of 16 speakers at a state hearing warrants a contested hearing, which amounts to a civil lawsuit. TCEQ permit reviewer Ruth Alvarez addressed Dr. Lon Young's request to know in layman's terms the impact of adding 111 tons of pollution.
But when you say the 111, it sounds huge, but we would be breaking it down into the things that would truly be
Well, I think that's the problem. I don't know if that's huge. Maybe that's minuscule. I mean, how do we know? What I think is pertinent is, what does it do to us? What does it do to my child with asthma? Okay, what does it cause in my ER? I mean, that's what I think is pertinent. I'm just trying to find out if it's even possible to get there, because whether it's 111 tons or 211 tons, I don't know what that means.
Opponents also called on TCEQ to start monitoring air quality in the Twin Cities. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
There are officially three openings on the College Station City Council in this November's election. Two filed last night after the council approved special elections for openings caused by the decisions of Carl Mooney and John Nichols to run for mayor. Seeking to fill out the remainder of Mooney's term, which ends next year, is Linda Harvell. Filing for the remainder of Nichols' term, which ends in 2018, is Barry Moore. The deadline to file for those openings is August 25th. Both incumbent members at the Bryan City Council are running for re-election. Rafael Pena has filed for a second term representing single-member District 2. He is opposed by Prentice Madison. And the current councilman in single-member District 1, Al Sines, is opposed by Ruben Marine. Filing for the remainder of Bryan and College Station City Council and school board positions continues through August 22nd. Monday marks the start of new handgun campus carry laws at four-year universities in Texas, but the new regulations do not start at community colleges, including Blinn, until this time next year.
Firearms will not be allowed at any Blinn College location until August 1st, 2017. One of the items in Senate Bill 11 called for a later implementation date for Texas community colleges, and so we have until August 1st, 2017 to develop college-wide policies and procedures for campus carry.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says there are around 3,000 students who are co-enrolled at Texas A&M, and Blinn is forming a task force that will start meeting next month and will develop recommendations that will go to the president next February. This month's Bryan City Council meeting included overturning a decision by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The developer's successful appeal will allow the construction of more multifamily housing on South College behind Martin's Barbecue. Following the P&Z's 5-2 vote, J.C. Wall III of Temple told the council he resolved issues with neighboring landowners about building four structures containing 16 two-bedroom units.
I believe Martin's Barbecue, Carney's, Scamardo, everybody down that road benefits from the 32 people that are going to live here. There's three single mothers in those eight units across the street. There's three grad students. There's a single male and one set of students. So I'm not bringing in just the A&M or Blinn students. We're bringing in people that want to live in this area of town.
The council approved the project on a 6-0 vote as long as Wall meets 11 conditions requested by city staff. WTAW News Time is 10 after 7. It's 77 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
REMAX Bryan College Station has been serving Aggieland over 20 years, representing generations of buyers and sellers with old-fashioned hometown service and 21st century technological expertise. At 3030 University Drive, just east of Highway 6, we're right in the middle of Bryan College Station and count legions of Aggie customers returning as parents and grandparents. More sellers list with REMAX than any other brand, because nobody in the world sells more real estate. So to buy or sell, it's REMAX Bryan College Station.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with the Meds Dr. Roquet. Third Day Counseling is here to talk to us about addiction, and we're going to talk about how to be happy and healthy. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
If you were given the option of having a dry cleaner service come directly to your home or office on a scheduled basis, would you take advantage of it? Pride Cleaners offers pickup and delivery at no additional charge. Pride also has an email reminder the night before delivery and an email once they are delivered. Pride Cleaners also provides two personalized valet bags and a door hook for convenience, plus automatic billing. So you see, Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station since 1994 can take care of not only your clothes, but they can take care of you. Pride Cleaners in your home, at your office, and in our community.
Thank you for trusting me to help you with your mortgages for the last 17 years. Now, I can also help provide solutions for your retirement investing needs. I am Debbie Lewis. Call me today with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I understand the importance of a decision to hire an investment advisor. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, your future.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Good morning. It's 7:12. Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Looks like the weather is going to be fair and hot for this upcoming weekend and little chance of any rain over the next two or three days coming up. Sunshine and passing clouds around today. It'll be 94 to 98 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-70s. Again, tomorrow, skies average up partly sunny and well up in the 90s, mid-70s on Saturday night. Upper 90s on Sunday, mostly to partly sunny. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. The Texas Rangers putting a W on the board against Kansas City. And speaking of Rangers, I'll have the details on Josh Hamilton and his return to the diamond. All coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us. The only rain that's out there, any rain we get, is supposed to happen by 1 o'clock this afternoon. The only rain that's out there is around the Woodlands. It's going to be hot the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And we're not the only ones. It is so hot in upstate New York.
How hot is it?
Thank you.
So glad hot. You were ready for that one.
Oh, I was. Hot. It is so hot that horse manure burst into flames. The State Department of Environmental Conservation says it received multiple complaints this month about the smell and smoke emanating from a pile of horse manure at the property of the town of Throop. Chelsea, you know where Throop is?
Not familiar with Throop.
Well, it's 20 miles west of Syracuse.
But I bet I could smell it.
You may have driven through it one
time. Yeah, maybe I did.
Throop.
I can rhyme it with something, too.
Yeah, really. The responding officer learned that the owners of a horse stable had been storing the manure in large piles that frequently spontaneously combusted in the excessive heat and the dry conditions. Officials say a shift in the prevailing winds then carried the odor of the burning manure into the neighbors' windows. Took three local firefighters 2 hours to douse the burning manure.
Now that's what you call hot stuff.
It is. Okay. Saying, yeah, hot stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Right. Fine. Are we ready to do our Olympic moment today?
Yeah. Do you have some Olympic news?
I always have Olympic news. I never lack Olympic news.
I am
news.
Always oh, yeah. ready for okay. Olympic news.
Hit us with it.
Because it's happening. Okay. Right.
I moved my arms to this just in case anyone was wondering.
Me too.
If the Olympic athletes' tolerance levels were not being pushed to the limit already, they've now been told to keep their mouths closed. The topic concerns over substandard Olympic Village accommodations, which we heard about yesterday. Athletes have been warned that Rio's aquatic sites still are contaminated. Government and Olympic officials admit that efforts to treat the sewage and clear the garbage from the bay and the city's beaches has been insufficient, prompting warnings from health experts. The bay will host the sailing and windsurfing events at next month's Olympics. Scientists say the waters are filled with a host of pathogens and viruses.
Good.
With the most recent test showing it's more contaminated than first thought.
Blech.
Just what you want to hear.
Ugh.
Health experts have advised competitors simply to keep their mouths shut.
Oh, breathe through your nose.
Right.
Oh, it's fine.
That'll make it all better.
What?
I thought they were telling them, look, we know it's awful, but stop telling everybody.
Yeah, no, right, no. They're saying it's awful, and this is how you need to protect yourself.
They're saying it's awful, but when you go in the water, don't drink it.
So right now, are there Olympic coaches who are trying to come up with some sort of technological advance that will allow... I mean, because a windsurfer, for instance, I didn't know that was an Olympic sport.
Right.
I mean, there's water spray.
I mean,
you can't keep that from entering your nose or your mouth.
Crew, rowing, like, you're
in the midst of it.
And that person who sits and doesn't even row, they're yelling the whole time.
That's right. Their mouth is open.
They can't keep their mouth shut.
They're going to have to wear one of those, like, surgical masks.
Well, and I guess that'll work. I'm not sure.
Swimming in that water.
Well, I don't know that at all.
I don't know.
Anyhow, it says... Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Of course it is. It is crazy.
Ridiculous.
And it's not like they didn't know that the problem was there even before they were awarded the Olympics.
And you know, I had this conversation again just the other day that I feel so bad for the athletes that are going to the Olympics for the first time and maybe the only time ever.
Right.
You know, at this point, if I'm sitting at home because I didn't qualify, I'm thinking, maybe I dodged a bullet on that one.
It is the Olympics, you know. Dysentery never sounded so regal.
These two are sailing and windsurfing, and you will have spray.
Yeah.
It'll get on you. I'm not talking about being in the water. It's just the spray is going to happen.
Bleh.
All right. Well, our other little Olympic nodule this morning. Brazil could not afford to send their athletes to the Olympic Games in 1932 in Los Angeles. So what they did is they loaded up a ship with coffee and sold it along the way.
Hey, nice.
Really? Yeah.
Now that's ingenuity right there.
That's fine. Finding a way to make that happen.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good for them. So, of course, last night, Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination as the Democrat nominee for president. Let's take a call here. Hey there.
Hey, listen carefully. No! No! No!
Oh, that you're doing that with your mouth closed.
I was calling with my mouth closed.
Excellent.
My spelling team.
Is there anybody else
That's
in the
impressive.
House with you right now? Ma'am.
Do what?
Is there anybody in the house with you right now?
I am in the car.
Oh, you're in the car. Okay. Nobody else.
Rowing and calling all alone.
That's what I meant is were you alone while you were making that noise? Okay. Thank you for sharing with us. I appreciate that.
Oh, with the car next to her is looking at her like she's crazy.
Okay. Having a good time. She gets the show. We appreciate that.
Yep.
So, as we mentioned, Hillary Clinton accepted the nomination last night for the Democrat nominee for President of the United States. We also mentioned, if you haven't seen it today, just Google Bill Clinton sleeping, and you'll get to see a really nice video from ABC News that I believe shows the 69-year-old former president resting his eyes in the midst of her speech.
Yeah, I also saw another tweet, and it's a side-by-side picture from when he accepted his nomination to last night when she accepted hers of the family. And although Chelsea is in the most god-awful pastel purple polka dot dress I've ever seen in my entire life on a 12-year-old or however old she was, the family looks so happy in the shot when he accepts his. And then it's the most awkward screenshot they could have ever put up. And this is like a national source that is tweeting this out. And Hillary looks like she is just saw something like just the most terrifying thing in the world. And then Bill has his mouth open and awkward. And it's really funny though.
Again, people in the public eye have to know there's a camera always nearby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Get that.
Yeah.
So it's all of that to say more than two decades before Hillary became the nominee, there was a T-shirt at Walmart that made the prophecy. The shirt said, "Someday a woman will be president." It was designed by Ann Moliver Rubin and a then 70-year-old psychologist. The shirt featured the character Margaret from Dennis the Menace, and it appeared in a Walmart franchise in a Miami suburb. A few weeks later, according to a 1995 story in the Miami Herald, Rubin visited the store to see how her shirts were selling. She found they had been taken off the racks and hidden in a back room.
Oh.
So she asked the branch clothes buyer what happened. She was told the shirt was, quote, against Walmart's philosophy of family values.
Wow.
Yep. Clothes buyer later contested that account, but didn't actually contradict it by clarifying that the shirt violated the store's policy of political neutrality. How could that be?
Yeah.
Man, I wonder if anyone who did get their hands on that shirt still has it.
Don't know. Spokesperson for Walmart said the shirt was offensive to some shoppers, so they decided to pull it off.
Wow.
Yeah.
And political neutrality, you know, women can be Republicans, too. Oh,
it certainly had nothing to do with politics. They're trying to cover their rear ends on that, I believe. But anyway,
interesting.
From 20 years ago. Just letting you know. All right, so space loves punishing people who try to enter it. Well, they found muscle atrophy, bone density wanes. Your eyes even start to get a little bit wonky when people spend a lot of time in space. Now researchers have discovered a potential new way that space can kill you. They examined how the Apollo astronauts have fared since their missions. I think today or tomorrow is the anniversary of Apollo 11. Anyhow, so these missions took place back in the 60s and 70s. It turns out the astronauts suffered higher than normal rates of cardiovascular problems and related deaths, and researchers think deep space radiation is to blame for that. On Earth, we've got our atmosphere, and we've got magnetic parts of the atmosphere that will keep that kind of stuff away from us. But when you're out there, those cosmic rays are bouncing around in the solar system, and there's really no protection for the astronauts. They simply have to put up with it.
It's a dangerous job, man.
It is a dangerous
job. We're not supposed to be out there.
We think that everything has gone well as soon as they get up there, but that's not the case.
Yeah.
So,
interesting.
Apollo 11 actually was a few days. The return launch was a few days ago.
Okay,
yeah,
I knew it was 21st. Kind of right around this time. So anyhow, later on this morning, if you're going to see the new Bourne movie, this is like the 9th or 10th one, isn't it?
I don't know. It's at least the 3rd, but maybe the 4th.
They've done something really smart. They got Matt Damon to do a 90-second compilation of what happened in the first movies.
Oh, that is nice.
That is a really smart idea.
Cool, yeah.
Really smart.
That way, if you didn't, you might still be willing to go see this one.
Go in and do that. In case you've missed it today is
the end of the world.
No. Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes.
I forgot.
So far, obviously, I think we're all doing okay.
Aliens haven't gotten here yet.
Aliens haven't invaded yet either.
We had the story few weeks ago about this being the day, and then yesterday the story about the shaman or somebody who said that that Barack Obama was going to be the last president before the aliens got here. So, all right.
Sorry, Hillary.
Killing
your dream.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's okay. You had a great night last night.
Yep, there you go.
We'll continue from there. All right, so yesterday we talked a little bit about some of the early marketing ideas that they had for the World Wide Web, .com. Get your name out there. We talked about the lady who had the casino name tattooed across her forehead.
Yeah.
We had the lady who named her baby a certain name. A guy legally changed his name to HostGator for $15,000. Another guy legally changed his name to .com Guy and announced that his goal was to live 1 year without leaving his house. He ordered food and everything else he needed online from the experiment sponsors, such as Travelocity and Grocery Works.
My question is, though, these people, they must have some kind of public appearance. Like, how do they get paid all this money to change their name? Okay, but if they don't do anything with it,
gotta push the brand.
Yeah, I guess
push the brand.
I'm sure there's some kind of stipulations to it as the money as well.
You have to be this many hours in public,
right? That's my point. Like, how do they get the word out?
Sure.
And can they change it back later?
Yeah. I guess they probably could.
Of the deal.
Hi, my name is HostGator. Yeah. Well, of course you're going to go, what is that? So, but you have to go out and talk to so many people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You have to meet 10 new people every day so that they can know what your name is.
Yeah.
Of course, then getting the, whatever that was, Golden Palace Casino tattoo off your forehead.
That she doesn't have to do much, but just walk around.
Yeah. Can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Halfway Oregon voted to change their name to half.com for a year in exchange for 20 new computers for the town schools. Well, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Well, that was the town in Texas called Dish, capital D-I-S-H. They got free Dish network for 10 years.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep. For $20,000, Santa Idaho agreed to switch their name to SecretSanta.com. The town collects and responds to letters from children who write to Santa.
Oh, cool.
And in the 1990s, you couldn't open a magazine or your mailbox without getting an AOL disc. Remember that?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Went from like 2 hours free to like 35,000 hours free.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They just kept jacking it up. In 2010, former AOL CEO Steve Case estimated the company had spent about $35 per user to market those discs. Now, they're collector's items. Believe it or not.
Really?
How many of those things did you throw away?
Right.
Were you sick of getting those things? Well, now they're apparently worth some serious money. All right, let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder Kawasaki Mule Pro FXD. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 95 or so. Heat index will be above that. And we do have a slight chance of showers maybe before noon, about 20%. Then tomorrow and on through to Tuesday at least of next week, we have high temperatures in the upper 90s and the heat index is to match and no mention of rain in the forecast. Right now the winds are out of the south at 5, 97% relative humidity, and it's 76.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW... think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Hargrove Insurance, Cherry Ruffino, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, and Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com, member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, 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 we're learning more about one of the ISIS terrorists who slit the throat of an 85-year-old Catholic priest while he was conducting morning mass in France. 19-year-old Adel Kermiche. Yeah, he was serving time in a French prison for trying to go to Syria to join ISIS. In March, he convinced authorities to let him go. He says, "I'm a Muslim grounded in the values of mercy and goodness. I am not an extremist," he told the court. French prosecutors objected, predicting there was a very strong chance the teenager would go back to terrorism, but the judge bought it. The teen Islamic terrorist was let out of prison with an ankle bracelet so that law enforcement could monitor his movements, and he wore that ankle bracelet as he and another terrorist attacked the church, while displaying zero values of mercy and goodness. Now, as soon as he learned of the attack, a teen friend knew it was Kermiche. "I wasn't surprised. He talked about it all the time," the friend said. "He talked about Islam, the things like this that he was going to do. He talked about the Quran in Mecca, and he told me, I'm going to attack a church." You know, it's really sickening to realize the French government had this guy locked up, but then cut him loose. And then again, the Obama administration's cut loose its share of radical Islamic terrorists, too, from Club Gitmo, and every last one of them is a ticking time bomb. We're not safe, folks.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, I believe that if you make a product, you ought to stand behind it, and no one stands behind their tractors like my good friends at Mahindra. Now, you've heard me talk about Mahindra's industry-leading warranty, but now Mahindra has taken the best and made it even better with an improved limited powertrain warranty. Not for 5 years, not 6 years, now a full 7 years on select models. 7 years. That's the industry's best warranty, period. It's easy to offer the strongest warranty on the toughest tractors on earth. So care for the land you love and rest easy knowing Mahindra cares for you with their brand new 7-year warranty. What else would you expect from the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra? Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Both incumbent members of the Bryan City Council, eligible to run again, have filed for re-election. Al Sines, who represents single-member District 1, will be opposed by Ruben Marine. Sines was on the council between 2007 and 2010 and returned in 2013. Also filing for a second term yesterday was Rafael Pena. The councilman representing single-member District 2 is opposed by Prentice Madison. Pena lists his residence on Sandy Point Road, though earlier this year he moved to his mother's house in another district because he was remodeling his home. WTAW News has sent Pena a text and an email asking if he has returned to his Sandy Point residence, and if not, if he has any idea of when the remodeling will be done. Last night, the College Station City Council approved special elections in November for two positions that opened when John Nichols and Carl Mooney decided to run for mayor. That was followed by candidates filing for those positions. Seeking to serve the remainder of Nichols' term through 2018 is Barry Moore. Filing for the remainder of Mooney's term through next year is Linda Harvell. The deadline to file for the College Station special elections is August 25th. The deadline for the remaining races in Bryan and College Station is August 22nd. Opponents to an application by an expanding West Bryan manufacturer to generate more air pollution dominated last night's final opportunity for public comment before the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality.
Sangoban Ceramics has a new building where they want to install another kiln. The manufacturers asked for an accelerated review process. Plant manager David Yarnell was challenged by opponent Robert Rose of the economic benefit versus increased emissions from the new kiln.
But from my point of view, there's also a responsibility as our market demand grows and consumer goods, as I showed, continue to grow, that someone meets those needs. I've got 100 people in my plant that really depend on this place and have for 40 years now. To provide jobs for them.
So a community of 200,000 should endure another 111 tons per year of pollution so that a few people can have a job.
Rose was among 13 opponents out of 16 speakers in the formal hearing. There was one supporter. Ron Schmidt, who owns a business a half mile away, called Sangoban a very responsible corporate citizen.
And if I thought they were going to be hazardous to myself or my 50-plus employees, I'd be the first one here contesting this thing.
TCEQ permit reviewer Ruth Alvarez was quizzed by David Stansney, one of two Bryan school board members who had questions.
So, but y'all are convinced they're using the best available technology?
Yes.
Other public officials in attendance but not speaking included Bryan City Councilman Al Sines, whose district includes the plant, and State Representative John Rainey, who requested the TCEQ hearing. It'll possibly be after Thanksgiving before TCEQ decides whether to give opponents a contested hearing, which amounts to a civil lawsuit, or grant Sangoban's permit. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
along South College and Bryan, south of Villa Maria. Another vacant lot once used for business will become multifamily housing. That's after the city council this month voted 6-0 to grant a conditional use permit on land behind Martin's Barbecue to build four structures containing 16 two-bedroom units. Developer J.C. Wall III of Temple went to the council after the Planning and Zoning Commission voted 5-2 against the permit. Wall disagreed with the P&Z majority, which wanted the land to be used for business purposes.
I don't believe there's anything better that could be put in this location to help spur the development for commercial in the future. How long does this property need to sit there until something goes there? We've done a lot of everything engineering has asked for and staff, approving this road. I'm having to bore the road for my water. I'm bringing an auxiliary sewer line up to South College. I'm doing more than I should, but I'm happy to do it.
After the P&Z meeting, the council was told Wall resolved issues with neighboring landowners. The council's approval is contingent on Wall meeting 11 conditions recommended by city staff. While Texas A&M and other four-year universities are required to allow concealed carry of firearms starting Monday, that won't happen on community college campuses, including Blinn, until August of next year. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says a task force will start meeting next month to develop recommendations that will go to the president next February.
We know that we are going to have people from all four campuses. We are specifically going to include people who work at our workforce education locations. We're going to look for people who work at the HSC. We're going to look for faculty, for members of the Student Government Association, so we can get this broad array of experience.
Blinn has around 3,000 students who are co-enrolled at Texas A&M. A Brazos County District Court jury has convicted a Bryan man of breaking into a Bryan church last October. The district attorney's office announced after the verdict, 54-year-old James Roger Taylor agreed to a 12-year prison sentence. Taylor was arrested shortly after leaving Greater Tabernacle Baptist Church, pushing a wheelchair that had electronic equipment. According to online court records, Taylor had two prior convictions for burglary of a habitation. A Bryan couple told police they woke up around 4 a.m. yesterday morning and became victims of an attempted armed robbery that ended in gunfire. BPD reports no one was hit by the shots, but officers are not saying if the victims knew several black men in their 20s, one who had a gun, who demanded money. This was at an apartment on Broadmoor, south of 29th. The male victim, who was physically assaulted, refused medical treatment after being struck. The woman was not injured. Purchases at two stores at Post Oak Mall last week were made with a credit card stolen from the Texas A&M campus. University police has released a photo, which you can see online at WTAW.com, of a man making a purchase. Anyone with information is asked to contact UPD. And FEMA has announced two disaster recovery centers will close tomorrow. The center in Todd Mission closes at noon, and the center in Somerville closes at 6 p.m. FEMA Center at Bryan High School's Blue Campus will remain open through August 10th. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 77 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 o'clock, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment.
By
discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Shift into savings now at your local Kubota dealer. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mowers, disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates on select Kubota hay tools. Now through September 30th, 2016. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Normandy Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, it's 7:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Want more information? Go to AnchorFoundationRepair.net.
Looks like the weather is going to be fair and hot for this upcoming weekend and little chance of any rain over the next 2 or 3 days coming up. Sunshine and passing clouds around today. It'll be 94 to 98 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered clouds, mid-70s. Again, tomorrow, skies average are partly sunny and well up in the 90s, mid-70s on Saturday night. Upper 90s on Sunday, mostly to partly sunny. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, our very own Zach Taylor has your Aggie football report. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers best the Kansas City Royals, and I'll let you know when the Brazos Valley Bombers return to Nutrabolt Stadium. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So this convention thing is over, and we got our nominees, and they drew pretty big audiences in TV and certainly big audiences when it came to social media. It was hard to tell who was actually winning the battle of engagement on the third day of the Democrat National Convention. 12 million Facebook users in the U.S. generated about 44 million likes and posts and comments and that kind of stuff. The top post of Wednesday night was the photo shared by the Democrat presidential nominee Hillary Clinton being hugged by Barack Obama at the end of the program.
Besties.
On the comparison side, the Republican convention, their spot was when Mike Pence introduced himself to delegates. 11.9 million Facebook users in U.S. America generated 40.3 million likes, posts, comments, and shares. Again, the Democrats with 44.4, the Republicans with 40.3. The top post there was the live video of Donald Trump's helicopter arrival. Okay. So what they did was they decided, well, let's find out what the likes are for each of these candidates in different categories. They asked for music, for instance. Of the Clinton likers by choice, using the information that they got from Facebook, okay, most all the country, with the exception of about five states, Adele was their favorite.
Wow.
If you're a Clinton liker.
Really?
Yep. The only differences were Beyonce had about six states, including Texas. Lady Gaga was number one in North Dakota.
Interesting.
So weird.
And the female power, man.
Yeah. And the Beatles were number one in Wyoming and Montana. Maybe they haven't heard that there are other music acts out there.
Yeah.
And then Fantasia. I don't know who Fantasia is. You
no.
know them? Okay. Because they're in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Oh.
Now, for the.
Oh, I think she was American Idol, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Trump likers, the vast majority was Ted Nugent.
I knew it.
About half of the states liked Ted Nugent. George Strait was number one throughout the Bible Belt,
the king,
and included Texas, with the exception of Blake Shelton, who won in Oklahoma, and Jason Aldean, who won up in Kentucky.
How funny.
None of those surprised me.
Interesting.
How about books? The Clinton likers' top choices for books: The Hobbit, the Great Gatsby, Lord of the Rings. By the way, The Great Gatsby was in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
The Giving Tree. And I Declare, 31 Promises, which is the Joel Osteen book.
Oh.
All right. For the Trump likers, Texas Got It Right was number one in Texas.
Wow.
This is that Andrew Wiley guy who was rich up until about 3 weeks ago. The vast majority was the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh.
About half the states. And in Washington, Oregon, and California, Trump likers, their top choice for a book was the Bible. So there you are.
Interesting.
Oh,
it is. So those are the likes and dislikes, again, according to Facebook people.
Yeah.
So there you are.
But some of the, like I say, some of that just doesn't surprise me at all.
You
know,
you knew Ted Nugent had to be that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. So passing yesterday of Forrest E. Mars Jr. Now, you know the last name, okay, because it's Mars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you've unwrapped a Milky Way or an M&M's or Starburst or Skittles or Twix or any of that. The Mars Candy Company is now a conglomerate which also manufactures pet food and owns the Wrigley Gum Company and several other things. In 1930, Frank Mars created the Snickers bar and first sold it in U.S. American markets. In 1932, his son, that's Forrest Sr., started Mars Limited in the United Kingdom and made the first Mars bar. Junior was no slouch, though. As of last year, Forbes estimated his wealth at $26.8 billion. Seven kids will be splitting up that fortune along with his two ex-wives.
Oh, so he's that's a lot of people.
Yeah,
so
that's
he was
a lot of money.
A billionaire, and he gave us the candy bar.
That's exactly right. So he's the perfect human being.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
That's why he's got two wives.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so there. So injuries are part of the game of football, and that's not going to go away.
Right.
NFL training camps opening up this week all across the country. It restarts that week-to-week rumor thing about the words probable and questionable and, you know, is this guy going to be able to play? But before the majority of players have even strapped on their shoulder pads, we already got a front runner for the weirdest injury of 2016.
Uh-oh.
It's a guy named Taylor Heinicke.
Okay.
He's a quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. Entering his second year in the league, expected to miss a majority of training camp after he attempted to break into a home during the offseason. His own home. He arrived at the training camp headquarters in Minnesota with his leg in a cast.
I heard about that this morning.
Stated the injury was sustained when, locked out of his Atlanta area residence, he tried to kick down the door. Instead, he slipped and ended up going through the window.
Quarterback.
He's a quarterback.
Mr. Bryant voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryant welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryant.com. Giga Maggies.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X salicylic acid peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Do you know when you're most likely to make needed changes in life? When we have to. Until then, the pain of changing is often greater than the pain of remaining stuck. It reminds me of a story somebody told me about a man who went shopping at a hardware store. As he was paying, he saw a dog on the wooden floor behind the cash register. The black lab just lay there groaning. The man said to the clerk, "Your dog sounds like he's in pain. Is he okay?" And the clerk said, "He is in pain. He's lying on a nail." The man asked, "Well, why doesn't he get up and move?" To which the clerk answered, "I guess it doesn't hurt bad enough yet." You may have some unhealthy habits in your life that you know you have to change. You might even want to change. And you probably understand that the longer you put it off, the harder it will be. But if you're not willing to make the effort to move just that first little bit, you'll be stuck in the same old patterns for a much longer time. Change rarely comes easy for any of us. We tend to prefer the predictable and things we can control. The discomfort of staying where we're at can seem more comfortable than the risk of stepping out and making a needed change. But the truth is, if you don't do something to improve yourself, the pain you're feeling will get worse. The sooner you do what you need to do, moving forward into something new and better, the sooner you'll find relief. For more tips to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over 4 decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. It is 7:52. Well, with just a little more than a month away before the Aggies begin their football season, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your Aggie football report.
Well, Texas A&M came under some scrutiny last year, limping to a 3-5 finish with talks of a divided locker room surrounding the program. But things look to be a little bit more stable this upcoming season, and defensive end Miles Garrett credits that to leadership at the quarterback position.
A confident leader at quarterback is what we needed. I mean, we had a lot of young guys who were, you know, who had to prove themselves, and we had Trevor Knight, who's already proven himself. He's confident in himself. And, you know, we know he has left for the game. We know he can play at a high level. And, you know, he's beat the best, which is, you know, right now, which is Alabama. For what they've done last year, they won the championship. So he's shown that he could play against anybody. And he showed that he's a great person and a great leader from, you know, this year, what he's done in the summer. We're going to follow his lead, and we're going to need him.
And, of course, Knight came to Texas A&M this offseason as a graduate transfer from Oklahoma. The first test for Garrett, Knight, and company comes in 36 days when they host UCLA on September 3rd. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In Major League Baseball,
here's the pitch to Eibner. A swing and a slow ground ball left side. Charged by Elvis. He throws to first. He got him, and the Rangers have won it. What a victory tonight for Cole Hamels and the Rangers with a save from Sam Dyson. 2 home runs from Mitch Moreland and 1 from Rougned Odor. Rangers 3, Royals 2.
Mitch Moreland's second home run of the game broke a tie in the 8th inning, and Cole Hamels earned his 12th win of the season as the Texas Rangers beat the Kansas City Royals 3-2 last night. Hamels allowed 2 runs and 6 hits in 8 innings, matching his longest start of the season. His 123 pitches were 10 more than his previous high for the year. He didn't allow an earned run in his previous 2 starts, totaling 13 and 1/3 innings. Both homers by the left-handed hitting Moreland were to the opposite field. It was Moreland's 10th career multi-homer game and 2nd of the season. He's had 5 homers in his last 11 hits. Game 2 of the series with the Royals is tonight in Arlington at 7.05 p.m. Pre-game's at 6.30, and you can catch all the action on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM. In other Texas Rangers news, slugger Josh Hamilton says he's feeling no pain 7 weeks after extensive surgery on his left knee. Hamilton said Thursday he feels good but knows he still has healing to do and needs to go, quote, through the process of rehabilitation. The 35-year-old outfielder fully expects to be with the Rangers when they get to spring training in Arizona before next season. The Houston Astros had the night off, but take on the Detroit Tigers at Comerica Park in Detroit, Michigan tonight at 6:10 p.m. And the Brazos Valley Bombers also had the night off last night and tonight, but returned to Nutrabolt Stadium to host the Acadiana Canecutters this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. Game times for both games are 7:05 p.m., pregame's at 6:45, and you can catch all that action on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM as well. The NFL says the November 21st Monday night game in Mexico City between the Oakland Raiders and the Houston Texans sold out within minutes. A league statement says tickets went on sale at 11 a.m. yesterday and were gone in under half an hour. Also in the NFL, former Houston Texans quarterback and current Jets quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick practiced yesterday after signing a one-year deal worth a guaranteed $12 million. Fitzpatrick had been locked in a contract stalemate with the Jets since free agency began in March. The Jets also placed defensive end Muhammad Wilkerson on the active physically unable to perform list as he recovers from a broken leg suffered last season. And Jimmy Walker carries a one-stroke lead into the second round of the PGA Championship as he tries to become the fourth first-time winner of a major title this year. Walker had six birdies in his best round in a Grand Slam event, a 5-under-65. Martin Keimer shares second with Argentina's Emiliano Grillo and England's Ross Fisher. And now here's KO.
Thanks, Brad, and that's going to do it for sports. Now for our friends at Team of Navasota, we'll get to the deal of the day here in just a minute, but at Team of Navasota, they strive to build long-term relationships with their customers. Even if you're someone looking for a Ford car, truck, SUV, van, doesn't matter. They have a highly knowledgeable and certified sales staff, expert finance department, huge inventory, all at Team of Navasota. You can take a look online at teamofnavasota.com, and you can take advantage of their trade evaluator. All right, now as promised, that deal of the day, a 2015 Ford Fiesta, 19,000 miles, great gas mileage, would be a great first-timer's car. To find out more, again, go to teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's all new, all true Broadway that will inspire you. See the hottest tours direct from NYC with the Opus Broadway 4-Pack, including the jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway, the Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union, the blockbuster hit musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas, and the 2012 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Once. Broadway 4-Pack, only $115. Visit mscopus.org.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, we can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyrus Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7480.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Have you ever bought or sold a home and maybe worked with an agent that didn't really know what they were talking about or made the process that much more difficult? Well, you can avoid making that a difficult process. Brad Mitchell here for Zweiker & Associates. Get in touch with them online, zarealestate.com. Jen Zweiker and the ZA team over at Zweiker & Associates know what they're talking about. They will make the process simple for you. They've got all kinds of people who will do it for you, an entire team of them, in fact. They've got agents. They've got agent assistants to help out the agents. They've got stagers who will make your home look fantastic and make it that much easier to sell. It's a very pleasant experience when you work with the ZA team. I've been working with Jen for years. She knows what she's talking about. She's got all the knowledge you're going to need if you're looking to buy or sell your home. And they've got an entire team of people there who will make the process simple for you. Check them out online, zarealestate.com. That's zarealestate.com for Zweiger & Associates.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, while we were talking the Olympics earlier this morning, we should have mentioned that yesterday, a listener told us that the Olympic swimming team from New Zealand